Time to take a good deep breath, and it's time for a little mirab. Yeah, you earned it. You can go to sleep yourselves if you want.
2 hours.
So let's turn down the lights a little bit, and in just a moment, bring up some sweet music. But before we do, I just want to once again thank you, acknowledge each and every one of you. Acknowledge you for who you are, not what you're doing together as a group, what you're doing as yourself. I know it's difficult, and I know how many times you could try to turn and run the other way. It doesn't work, but how many times you could try to bury your head in the sand. It doesn't work so well either. How many times you could have just gone into total macchio. But here you are. Here you are. I do want you to carefully feel into this question on why you could have been embodied a couple of lifetimes ago, or even this lifetime. Why did you wait? There is a beautiful gift in that. Don't think about it. Just feel it. Feel into it. It will provide you with the answer you've been looking for a long time. But right now, let's switch gears into the mirab. My second question, what's the last thing a human does before the realization of their enlightenment? It's kind of a little bit of a play on words, because I said, what's the last thing a human does? Like there's something that has to be done, but not really. Let's just stop trying. Stop trying. Now that may seem a little counterintuitive, like, oh no, but don't I need to be doing something? No. Don't I need to be studying Adamus? No. Don't I need to be doing 15 minutes of deep breathing daily? No, not really. Don't I need to really just absolutely watch my diet? Yeah. Don't I need to think spiritual thoughts? Nope. Well, then what the hell am I supposed to do? Nothing. Nothing. Do whatever you want. Go for a bike ride. You know, you might want to do some of the things around the house that you haven't been doing. Change the light bulb that's been burned out for 6 months now. I know this is, makes you feel like you're just so human, but, you know, you might want to do that. Fix that broken handle on the door. You know, I know it's not real spiritual, but since you don't have anything else to do, you might as well do that. Do anything you want. Because this is the time right now, kind of a real time of evolution, transformation, whatever you want to call it, where you're being asked to just stop all that human stuff. Because there's something compelling goes beyond the human stuff. Something so compelling that goes far, far beyond what the human can try to manage, what the human thinks it has to manage. Compelling meaning so passionate, so real. So loving and so large. Let's not call it the soul. We're going to start moving beyond that word. It's all just you. It's not in a far off distant place. It doesn't have little fairy feather wings. That's just you. There's something that's so compelling. It's just so compelling, so passionate. It just has to be. It can't not be. And this is your realization, your enlightenment. What's going to happen? When a master gets to this point, last thing they do is stop trying, because they realize it was all ludicrous. It was all just the workings of a limited mind or personality. And they surrender to themselves, to the I am. They stop spewing machio to themselves and to others. They stop wondering when and where and how. They stop trying to make enlightenment human. It's not the human that's responsible for this anyway. As long as the human thinks that it's the one doing it, the rest of the I am just sits back and patiently waits. When the human stops trying, stops efforting, stops structuring, then the compelling enlightenment, it comes. Well, the real way of saying that, then, because of the compelling nature, the natural nature of enlightenment, you realize it's always been there. I don't mean this as a game. It's not a play on words. When you just take a deep breath and stop trying, stop making enlightenment into a wrestling match. You feel that compelling, very compelling nature of your own realization. And then it happens. I like the word compelling. It means it has such a dynamic to it. Such a passion to it. It's not an if or maybe or when or why. It's compelling. Passionate. So compelling that you can't go wrong. It can't go wrong. Take this moment just to stop trying, just even in the brief couple of minutes here, to stop trying. Stop trying to figure it out. In this moment, feel the compelling nature of your enlightenment. Passionate. Present. This enlightenment doesn't compromise. It's not going to compromise or negotiate with the human. Not at all. No need to. It doesn't play the games of power. Or the games of the mind. so compelling that it knows what's going to happen. Take a deep breath with that. I know you, the human, you're tired, often confused, wondering what next. Just take a deep breath. This enlightenment, it's beyond you. I mean, beyond your limitations. This realization, nothing that has to be structured or planned. Just needs to be received. Very compelling meaning. It already knows that it's realized. It already knows that it's fulfilled. It's not a goal. It's not a goal for the I am. So compelling that it's already there. Just wants to share that with the human. It's already realized, fulfilled. Compelling meaning. It's already happened. Just wants to share that with you. But you gotta stop trying. You gotta stop thinking that you're gonna make it happen. That you have to make it happen. This isn't a maze. In some huge puzzle that you're being asked to figure out, that would be cruel. Just that, it's time to stop trying, please. Now, well, that sounds so simple. The human thinks that, well, I have to be doing something. Okay. Change that light bulb, fix the broken handle, sweep your garage, go for a walk, buy a dog, love a dog. It doesn't really matter, but just stop trying to be enlightened. The human is never going to figure it out. It's not your responsibility anyway. Just for you to receive it. this thing of enlightenment is so compelling. It's already here. I had so much passion to it, so much expression to it, that it's already here. Therefore, you cannot take any wrong turns. You cannot do it wrong. You can avoid it. You can wait like you've been doing for a couple lifetimes. But the compelling nature of the I Am makes it so it's already here. Be a couple months before we're back together again like this in our shoud. I'll miss it. I'll be talking in other groups, but I'll miss it. I'm going to leave you with a big one between now and then. What are you waiting for? Don't give yourself the Machio answers that many of you gave today. That's window dressing. That's kind of covering it up. The answer comes, it'll come very simply, very clearly. What are you waiting for? And when it comes, then you'll really be ready. In the meantime, my dear friends, I'll be traveling the world with Calder and Linda, going to places far and beyond, not just on this planet, but in all the realms. And in my absence from the physical realm with you, please know that indeed we are together every step of the way. And in so, all is well in all of creation. Thank you for your indulgence. Thank you.